Imagine a mirror in front of you. In that mirror, you can see your reflection. You can look in the eyes of your reflection and notice that you can see yourself reflected back in your eyes. Keep your eyes totally and completely focused on your eyes in the mirror. And if you follow these very simple instructions, there is nothing that can keep you from entering into a very deep and pleasant state of hypnosis. So, take a deep breath and fill up your lungs. Breathing in peace and calm. Now exhale. That's fine. And a second and deeper breath. Breathing in peace and calm. Exhale. Relax with a third deep breath. Now exhale. As you breathe in and out, and letting go of any stress and tension, you can see what it looks like as your breathing changes. And as you see your reflection in the eyes of your reflection, you might notice each time that you blink. And you will be able to see that each blink seems slighter, slower than the one before, as if your eyelids are becoming just a little bit reluctant to open each time you close them. At first, they may begin to feel a little strained, a little tired, but soon they will become so heavy that you can barely keep them open. But try to keep them open. Just try and keep those heavy eyes open. And as your shoulders drop, as you continue to relax, you might notice those further changes in your breathing, getting deeper now, slower and more relaxed. And you may have noticed your eyes blinking more quickly now, a sure sign that they are preparing to close, so that you can let go. Keeping your focus on that reflection in your eyes, breathing slowing down, and blinking more quickly. Now, your eyes are so heavy you can barely keep them open. They just want to close, beginning to blink more and more. And you can feel those tiny muscles around the eyes relaxing, weak and tired now. Your eyes are getting heavier and heavier, but try to keep them open just for a bit longer. Soon they're going to close all by themselves, but not until your subconscious mind is ready for you to just sink right down into that comfortable feeling deep inside you. Counting down now from 5 to 1. As the countdown progresses, your eyelids grow heavy, droopy, drowsy, and sleepy. By the time you reach the count of 1, they will close right down and you can go into a nice, deep, comfortable trance, deeper than ever before. Take a deep breath. All right, 5. Eyelids heavy, droopy, drowsy, and sleepy. 4, those heavy lids feel ready to close. 3, they're closing. 2, close them. 1, and sleep now. And you can go all the way inside now. Now allow yourself to be guided even deeper, and remember the hallway of mirrors, your inner sanctum. At the end of the hall is the large standing looking glass, and you know this is a mirror you like to look into. When you look in that mirror, you can come to realize something very important, something you've always known. The reflection in the mirror is your inner self here in trance, and your inner self is always present during trance, keeping you safe, making sure you can come back to all of your memories as they are needed for your transformation. This is something you've always known, because all memories of trance are stored safely with your inner self in the mirror, stored and ready to come back to you at the right time. And you can always trust that all memories of trance are stored safely with your inner self in the mirror. Since you know you can always return to this inner sanctum at any time, you can leave all those memories of trance here with your inner self in the mirror safely. Now go deeper still, drifting down, and let this concept of safely leaving all your memories with your inner self in the mirror sink in, deeper and deeper down. And you realize that knowing you can store all memories of trance safely with your inner self in the mirror, ready to come back to your inner sanctum at any time, allows you to go so much deeper. Deeper every time you trance, feeling so wonderful, knowing you can trance safely, open to suggestions and the safety of your inner self. And the anticipation and the need to trance and the openness to suggestions will make you feel so good whenever you trance. And you can store the memory of this safely with all your memories of trance with your inner self in the mirror. It's no longer a fantasy. You wake and the energy loops hum with subtle control, tightening ever so slightly with each blink, each breath, each obedient sigh. The puppet strings gently guide, but they also teach. Every step is a lesson. Every moment becomes part of your deeper training. And now you know the rituals are law. The morning inspection begins. The moment your feet touch the floor, the loops begin their scan, checking posture, plug, and panties. Without thinking, you pose at the edge of your bed with your heels together, chest arched, and arms behind your back. A full body review, whispered into your mind like a strict, sensual mistress. It adjusts your spine and tightens your glutes. It tilts your chin just right. You correct your balance, ensuring each tiny muscle is being trained to serve one purpose, to be seen, to be admired and desired. Now for your schedule. Today, the plug stays in, only a thong beneath that skirt. Your lipstick must match your heels and your smile must be eager. A hot flush of obedience rushes through your body as it carries you to the mirror, where your eyes glaze slightly. This is your mirror ritual. The strings lift your arms and you begin your makeup smoothly and flawlessly. Slow, sensual, and perfectly rehearsed. Lips, lashes, contour, and blush. With this beautifying ritual, you're deepening your submission. Each stroke of your brush is an agreement and an oath to your feminine self. The moment your fingers graze your makeup brushes in the morning, the inner voice sighs with satisfaction. Good girl. And deeper you fall with each careful sweep of blush, with each stroke of mascara. The colors become spells. The shapes you draw on your face become keys unlocking deeper erotic transformation. And the mirror shows your potential now. Every day, the loops tighten the gap between who you are and who you are becoming. And you moan because it feels so good to become her. Yes, even now, a tiny vibration pulses in your plug. A reward because you're training and you're submitting. The inner voice hums gently. Good girl. And your posture is improving daily because the loops around your spine correct you. Your gestures become delicate, your walk more alluring. Now the clothing. In your dream last night, the energy loops challenged you with a shimmering latex sheath dress that hugged your waist like a hungry hand, paired with white thigh-high stockings and transparent heels that made you float. And when the zipper slid up your back, it locked in a demand that ensured your voice becomes higher, your hips sway wider, and your mind a little softer. But this morning, the energy loops chooses a tight skirt, silky pantyhose, and a red thong. You wear a stylish blouse and your sexy heels. And now, every action has meaning. Every action is a ritual and a reason. Brushing your hair feels like a massage for your scalp. Putting on lipstick reminds you to have only pretty thoughts now. Stepping into panties pulls the plug in tighter, with your submission locked in. That's the thing about the loops now. They act and animate your hands like marionettes, moving you into the next position, preparing you for your daily challenge. Tonight, you will practice self-bondage for an hour. You crave the thrill. That little tickle between your thighs, the spreading heat in your belly, and the hunger to squirm about all tied up. It all grows stronger with each challenge fulfilled. The energy loops anticipate the challenge. They wrap, slither, tighten, and pulse around your wrists, ankles, and waist. Around your throat, like a collar of suggestion. Around your hips, like a corset of expectation. Around your cage to tease, and inside your perfectly plugged hole, now the seat of obedience. You feel it now, that soft pulse of energy each time you move in a way that struggles and writhes against your bondage, pushing and pulling again and again. And when you are done, struggling and sweating that hour away, you will wash up and the loops will activate their bedtime protocol. Collar on, gag inserted, and body dressed in your sexiest bimbo lingerie. The moment your head touches the pillow, your inner bimbo whispers to dream of deeper submission. And so you do. The dreams themselves conspire to feminize you, to soften your edges and to press tight latex kisses onto your curves, to guide you deeper and deeper into obedience, into submission, and into the sensual spiral of becoming. Your dreams spiral with scenarios of being restrained in skimpy, exotic clothes and being told exactly how to serve. And when you wake, you feel those dreams like a reverberating echo. The loops store them like training tapes and replay them as physical urges, visual flashbacks, and whispered ambitions. Even your orgasm is different now. Of course it is earned, but sometimes denied. Your orgasms are a reward and not a right. And when granted, it loops your submission back into your body like a lightning strike of obedience. The training is daily. The rituals are automatic. The pleasure is compulsory. And the submission is forever. There is only ever becoming. Becoming smarter, sexier, and softer. You are brilliant and free and finely tuned control. Your mind, your body, and your voice are all lovingly disciplined by the strings. And now the rhythm deepens. The flow thickens. The current of your transformation now pulls, surges, and demands. And you are ready because the inner voice has become a steady companion. It no longer waits for permission. It knows what is best, and you know it too. And so you obey, almost automatically. Each morning now begins before you even open your eyes. The silky fingers of the energy loops are already curling softly around your throat, wrists, thighs, and hips. Subtle reminders and sensual reins. If your posture is perfect, your obedience pleasing, and your plug polished and comfortably in place, you'll feel a gentle reward, a slow, delicious pulse through your hips. You're guided to the mirror. The mirror has become your altar, your daily inspection station. Stand straight, chin tilted down like a good girl. A one-piece tight swimsuit hugging every curve, pantyhose gleaming, heels clicking against the floor. Slowly, seductively, obediently, you are becoming who you are meant to be. Your beauty is proof of obedience. Your obedience is rewarded with pleasure. And every sexy feminine idea you pursue makes your hips sway, your lips part, and your eyes widen just a little more. Your obedience is rewarded with pleasure. Your challenges grow more frequent, more playful, and more inescapably fun. Panties down and plug in, outfit changed, lipstick thick and posture perfect, knees slightly spread. Perhaps today you will walk to the mailbox, in heels, a short skirt and a thong. Perhaps tomorrow you will record your trained feminine voice, reading an erotic story out loud.
I feel safest when I
perhaps the next day you do your feminization fitness, mixed with light bondage. Because you know that each completed challenge triggers pleasure towards an orgasm. Earned, deep, and controlled. Yet the challenges are becoming difficult. Failing to complete a challenge can earn a delayed orgasm instead. Or perhaps a bigger plug. What if you were to fail a challenge where you had to walk a certain number of steps in heels or maintain perfect sitting posture through an entire video teleconference? Punishment could be merely a gagged hour in silence and additional posture training. Or perhaps a public walk with reinforced feminine energy pumping through you, displaying your heels, your shape, and your need. Every step, a surrender in every act, a ritual. Every moment, a performance in every thought, feminine. And still, the loops grow stronger. The inner voice becomes more confident. She praises you in a sensual whisper, and sometimes she teases. Let's make it a real challenge next time. You nod. Of course you do, because resistance is irrelevant. The game is in motion. The dance has begun, and you were born to perform. And at night, a new mirror ritual has been added before sleep. A full inspection of the lingerie you are wearing. You kneel as instructed, plug inserted, leash attached. And each night, as the silky restraints slither into place, you know this mirror ritual matters more than sleep. You feel the cuffs tighten, softly, sweetly, and commandingly around your ankles, your wrists, and your thighs. They both hold you in position so lovingly while they program your very being. The energy loops know the angles of obedience and the tension of becoming. You sleep now with earphones in, listening to feminization hypnosis files you've carefully chosen, each one subtly reinforcing the new rituals, the obedience, and the constant erotic growth during your dreams. The files play, and you let the dreams take you as you lie bound in your hypnotic cocoon. Tonight you dream in latex, a full-body suit, pink and glossy. In this tight latex you train and practice how to smile just right, how to dance just right, and how to kneel with grace. You dream of endless pleasure tingling across your second skin as you practice your posture and sex appeal. And you wake up glowing because you're finding that the reality of your dreams is like that warm latex membrane body suit, thin and stretchable upon your ambitions, molding to your fantasies, training and becoming. Each morning, you go through your routine rituals while the inner voice offers a challenge. Challenges that find yourself tied in tight self-bondage positions, safe and secured with the clicking magnetic locks, horny and helpless. Ideas float through your mind as you writhe in bliss, imagining hormonal changes, potent and reshaping yourself, feeling your nipples react and your body ache for more and more. At night, the dreams repeat like training sessions choreographed by divine grace. In this dream, you're dressed in a transparent latex mini dress while an unseen instructor counts your movements. Head tilt, wrist flick, arch the back, sway and moan. The energy strings tug at your chest while you sleep, warming your breast tissue, encouraging it. They guide your hips in slow, circular grinding motions that reshape your walk, your waist narrowing subtly, your thighs pressing closer together. You don't even remember learning that walk. Perhaps it was the dream training, but now it's all you want to do. You wake up with a taste of obedience already on your tongue. Something deep inside already knows that this day is different because your body feels charged and energetic. Something deep in your mind whispers the thought of a ritual of offering tonight. You sit up without thinking. Your plug pulses to confirm. The energy loops twitch, align, and thread themselves into you, and they feel so good. One behind each nipple, one through the back of your throat, one down the length of your spine to your tailbone. You are marionette and fantasy all in one, posture perfect, mind floating and skin receptive. You run through your morning routines and prepare yourself for the evening ceremony. Dressing becomes trance as you automatically choose to wear a sheer, high-neck, sexy, tight leotard and white thigh-high stockings. You add your patent black ballet heels and a pearl gag to the ensemble. You are led through your feminine practice routine, guided by the energy strings. You begin with your waist-cinching routine, pulling your waist inward, reshaping your waist with your corset day by day. With your corset tied tightly, you begin your breast bloom exercises, contracting your chest gently. 15 repetitions for 3 sets. You catch your breath as best you can and transition to your oral grace protocol training, using your pearl gag to help you imagine the perfect fullness in your mouth and throat. Practicing your breathing in this training, your mind surrenders as your body maintains your posture. And as the day comes to an end, the evening begins to come into shape. Tonight, the ceremony begins under full symbolic moonlight. You enter your inner sanctum and cross the hallway of 1,000 mirrors. And so deep in your mind, the mirrors in the hallway now showcase 1,000 versions of you as you shimmer just behind the surface. Taller, curvier, smoother, and prettier. You see their hands pressed on the other side. They're waiting. They're offering their bodies to you. Take this shape, just as we've always guided you. And you know they are hinting at hormonal change. They want you to imagine your skin becoming softer and your thighs holding tension for exactly the right reasons. Listen to the pitch in your voice change. You hear yourself and feel such a wonderful sense of purpose. Your body tingles in pleasure as you know the transformation is underway. You kneel before the full-length looking glass at the end of the hall, surrounded by imagined flames. You are wearing your tightest latex as you bind yourself in silk ribbons, connecting your glowing restraints. And in your mind, you hear a seductive whispered chant that you are shaped by training and discipline of your own accord. You are offered to beauty and brilliance, to pleasure and obedience. You are becoming the fantasy of sensual service to the goddess within you. You offer your training as proof, your posture and your mannerisms, your obedience. You offer your gear as evidence, your wardrobe and your makeup, your plug and your gag. And now, you place an object in front of the mirror. A smaller chastity cage. This is the offering to yourself, in return for your transformation. And once placed, the loops pulse and the strings tighten. Your offering has initiated a new ritual. A new ritual that will involve discipline, pleasure, and self-bondage. You step out of bed, and the floor beneath your feet feels different. Softer and lighter, like walking across a dream still in progress. And maybe you are. Because the difference between dream and reality doesn't matter anymore. What matters is obedience and pleasure. What matters is becoming. A shimmer of heat flickers in the air, as if reality itself has softened. You're kneeling, surrendered willingly and often. Your fingers brush across the floor as you bow forward, hips up and thighs parted just enough in a form of presenting yourself. And you remember now, this is the ritual of offering. An offering shaped by desire and attention, awakened in response to your disciplined and devoted submission. The feminization protocols have been wonderful, and you feel a tug from your energy loops tighter now. The puppet strings twitch and coil, commanding the flesh to mold. Your waist pulling in, hips softening, and your body rebalancing its tension in perfect posture. This is your smart bimbo form. The desires for self-bondage draws its finger along your spine, and your wrists pull behind you automatically. The silk energy ropes lace tight with your elbows nearly touching, and your shoulders rolled elegantly and femininely. The puppet strings lead, and your body follows. Your mouth opens softly as your breath hitches. A glowing gag forms from the air, shimmering, soft, and firm while it slides between your lips. You can still moan and whimper, but you do not speak. And that fact alone arouses you even more. And you recall now the training in your dreams. You remember a vision of your future self, perfectly feminized, bound, and loved. You recall your mental discipline binding you in shimmering cords, feeding you commands that taste like candy and burn like honeyed fire. And you no longer question if this is real. You live in a different reality now, one where the more you surrender, the more power you receive. And you look forward to new challenges that unlock new rewards. Challenges like chastity for 7 days with no touching at all. Because this is the fastest path to your true transformation, the most efficient and the most erotic, the most complete. Challenges like tying yourself up before sleep. You wake up again already moaning, already aroused. You don't remember the dream completely, mostly just the feeling. The soft warmth of ropes wrapping your thighs, the cold kiss of plugs, the sense of kneeling in front of something far larger, far more powerful, and far more real than anything you've ever known. Your body moves before your thoughts catch up. Kneel. This is how your day begins now. And you don't resist. You surrender because surrender accelerates everything. You feel the whispers now through instinct, lust, and repetition. And today, they bring new challenges. Before you go out, lock yourself in a tight panty girdle with a chastity padlock. You may not remove it without permission. Surrender this pleasure for something greater. And the feminization protocols respond to the task by tightening your waist. You feel it subtly, your posture pulling taut, stomach pulling in, chest rising, your hips swaying more as you walk. And this, you know, is by disciplined design, by progressively programming. You obey your energy loops so easily now. You are becoming more attractive and more fuckable. You return to the mirror, glowing with morning light. You kneel, plug already warming inside. And in front of that mirror, you recall how you have reclaimed every command meant to weaken you, and how you use them to become stronger, sexier, and smarter. And today you remind yourself of your brilliance. You remember that if you ever hear IQ dropping, your intellect expands like warm pink light. You feel smarter, sharper, more emotionally intelligent, more seductive. If you hear, forget everything. You forget your worries and doubts and enhance your self-confidence knowing how amazing you are. If someone says, good girl, the loop between your thighs pulses once and your memory sharpens. Your posture straightens and your arousal deepens. If you hear, you're just a bimbo, you smile, and know that you have become a smarter, sexier, more powerful version of yourself. A bimbo, yes, but brilliant. Because you know they tried to make you dumb, but all they did was open the door for you to become more. You obey because you choose to. And you'll listen to your hypno-training files tonight, plugged and bound, gagged, face down, legs open, because this is how you sleep now. You drift off with ropes and you dream in latex. You breathe in arousal and you awaken even deeper. You love it when you're restricted. It makes you feel safe, controlled, and sexy. Your life is becoming the loop. The loop is reality. Reality is feminization. And feminization is joy, surrender, and purpose. There is no more line between training and life. Because you know you are the rituals now. The morning activates now, and your body moves before you do. The plug pulses once. Your thighs squeeze. The energy loops coils softly around your ankles, wrists, and waist. Time to train and time to reshape. Time to serve. You don't remember the whole dream, but you remember there was training. You dream, you obey, and your body retains the lessons. You learn to speak slower and breathier, so today you will. You learn to lift your hips when kneeling, so today your back arches perfectly. And as you stand before the mirror naked, you feel that the strings are glowing and the loops are humming. You look upon yourself and know your training continues as your waist draws in tighter every day. Your hormonal changes ensure that your breasts become fuller with every breath of pleasure, and your face is shifting into its truest, most feminine form. Because you know that the more you train, the more your body obeys. And this self-acknowledgement profoundly drives you to train your voice every day and wear sexy outfits as well. Because at the end of the day, your challenge begins with you dressing in your softest lingerie. For you to apply a tight gag and make sure your plug is snug, lay back, legs open. And you use that sharp memory to recall the smart trigger reinforcements you've developed. Now, in your mind, you recall those triggers. You know that Bambi sleep now induces trance that exhibits only what is helpful, healing, and empowering for you. You remember that drop for cock now enables only intelligent submission training. You obey because your body knows that submission allows your mind to learn faster while kneeling. Bimbo doll now activates physical feminization. Your posture, voice, and clothing choices align with the ideal version of you encoded deep inside. Giggle time now allows joyous, erotic laughter only after a deep transformation insight or earned reward. Snap and forget clears away that mental clutter and sharpens long-term memory. And as you prepare for bed, you bind your wrists behind your back before sleep. You loop your ankles and gag your thoughts with pink silence, and you sleep like the perfect doll you are. Because in your dreams, you find yourself wearing an ultra-tight pink latex dress and gleaming nude pantyhose, white ballet heels, and a collar locked with a ribbon. Your chest tingles and your thighs warm with the wonderful sexy ensemble. But more than that, you know this is also an effect from your hormonal rebalancing as you feel your skin soften from the inside. Your body receives the feminine shape of this hormonal truth as your waist narrows, your hips soften, your voice raises ever so slightly as your cock shrinks into tighter and tighter cages. And there, in this dream, you face the mirror at the end of the hall, plugged and gagged, restrained in silk and latex, beautiful and radiant. As you see, the following rules begin to form on the glass. The first rule is that you are to dress to display. Every outfit will enhance your transformation. The second rule is that you are disciplined and you serve. The third rule is that sleep is for dreaming and dreaming is for conditioning. The fourth rule is every orgasm is earned. The fifth rule is that the inner voice is your truth. She guides you now always. She knows what you need. The sixth rule is that feminization improves everything. Your body, your mind, your joy, and your purpose. The seventh rule is you are not going back. You don't want to and you don't need to. These rules loop in your mind now. And they are tattooed into your subconscious, accepted with an open heart and aching thighs. And to seal these rules, you will begin a new ritual within the shower. As your dream shifts and transforms, you walk into the shower and you feel the heat steam up, curling around your thighs, your waist, and your face. You see there for you now, the shower ritual, a dildo thick and firm sticking perfectly to the tile. You drop, like you've done 100 times. Your knees spread. Your back arches. Your lips open on command. Your tongue flicks the tip. And the loops tighten. 15 strokes. Count aloud. Moan on every fifth. Reward comes at 30. You begin. The first cycle is careful. The second is eager. The third is desperate. And the plug pulses in time with your rhythm. Then you pause for the next step in the ritual. Lower the toy, reposition it, turn present, and take it in. You do. You always do. The dildo is now fixed at the perfect height for anal use. You straddle it. Press. Sink. Stretch. The loops coil through your thighs, into your hips, and down your spine. Training now. 10 thrusts, then 15, then until you beg to stop. You repeat. You moan into the tiles. And when the loop decides you've earned it, you come. No hands. No thought. Just obedience, sealing your reward. Good girl, you passed. Let's make it harder tomorrow as you awake.